Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were March corn up a penny, March wheat up a penny, and January beans up 12.5 cents. Currently, we've got the crude oil down $1.38 a barrel. The dollar's up 31 ticks. We're over 100. We're at 100.28. Gold and silver a little bit lower here this morning. Export sales this morning was really what prompted us to be higher. We had 398 beans to unknown. That's most likely to China. We had another 198 beans to China. So total it's 576 out the door. That's certainly causing the strength here. Corn, we sold 267 corn to South Korea. So that's been really the backbone of the strength out here. Obviously, exports continue to be strong. There is some talk about the dryness in Argentina catching some attention. I think this is getting to be one of these rallies that probably needs to be sold again. We're looking for an opportunity on old crop and new crop beans. Take advantage of some prices up here. We've got the Brazilian crop. We're going to start getting a few early beans in. Late January, and I just don't see this thing moving a whole lot farther out here. I think the Chinese are certainly front-loading this and buying probably more than they need just to be on the safe side with Trump. I think they also can use it as a leveraging tool. Keep in mind, whatever the Chinese buy, they can always make announcements going the other way. So I think you got to be very, very careful of falling into this Chinese trap about them buying all this grain out here. So I certainly think you ought to be looking at buying puts to protect the downside on the new crop and looking to sell some old crop. You can always re-own it with call options if you think there's more upside potential out here. Weather around the country looks pretty good. A little bit drier than we'd like to see it, but we don't see any winter kill issues out in the plains. Cold air is going to be sweeping across much of the Midwest here. But some precipitation here and there. Southeast, it looks like they're going to get a few more raindrops out here. So we don't see any real problems except for some of the talk about Argentina. And, yeah, it's hot and dry down there, but for the moment, it's not that exceptional. So it's something, certainly we're going to keep our eye on every day. Funds are still long, beans, meal, and oil, so I'm just not sure where we're going to go. Oil is making contract highs this morning. So, obviously the market looks strong and can move higher here. We need to close January beans over 1062. We need to close March corn over 371 to really convince me that we're breaking out of some of these ranges out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.